Hi, my name is Suzanne Hansen, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Platform Shell team. In this video, I'm going to give you a quick tour of the toolbar and command customization experience that will be available in Visual Studio 2010. The first customization feature, which you'll likely recognize from previous versions of Visual Studio, is the Quick Customize feature. Through Quick Customize, you can set the visibility of items on any visible toolbar. For example, on the standard toolbar, I can remove items that I don't commonly use, but that take up a lot of space. More customizations are available through the Customize dialog. Drag and drop customization is not included in Visual Studio 2010. All customization is now done through the dialog. One advantage of this is, for example, that you don't have to be currently debugging to change what appears in debug context-sensitive menus. In the Toolbars menu, you'll see a list of all toolbars that can be set to visible or hidden. For example, I can add the web browser toolbar and change its stock location to the left side. You need to use the Customize dialog to change the dock location of a toolbar. Unfortunately, we couldn't get drag and drop in for this particular feature. You can also create a new toolbar in which you can place a custom set of items. In this demo, I'm going to create a new toolbar that will contain items related to some work I'm currently doing with macros. Through the Commands tab, where you can then customize the contents of your menus, toolbars, and context menus, you'll see all of the items that are available to customize, even if they're not currently visible. First, I need to select my toolbar from the list of toolbars. Next, I need to choose the commands to add. First, I'm going to add a macro that's come in handy while I've been working on this video. It's a macro that'll import a specific settings file. The text is rather long on the toolbar, so I'm going to shorten it to something more reasonable by changing the name. Next, I want to add another command to my toolbar. This time I'm going to add an existing command, the macros IDE, since I keep forgetting the shortcut. This command can be found in the Tools menu, so the Tools category is a good place to search first. There you have it. My new toolbar is ready to go.